This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our folks out there that are active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Parler when it comes back, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the telephone here. Let's go to Elliot. Okay, Elliot, your turn.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
I would like good morning. I would like your take on this. You know, a good way to excite the Republican base is to bring Rush Limbaugh and his executives from the EIB network now to perhaps work closely with Salem to capture a full interview with former President Donald Trump during his midday broadcast. Now, to reach the night audience, Salem broadcast kicks in to welcome the president on Captain America Third Watch, featuring broadcaster Matt Bruce, with guest Bill Bunkley, Colonel Warchuk, and Brooke Says, Brooke Talks. This could work and be heard all over the world. I do not think it will be a problem. I believe the president will possibly be ready for this. Thanks so much. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
Okay, well, I know the answer, but you go ahead and see if you can figure it out.
I believe that Elliot ought to be the new programming director.
Yeah.
I like it. I think there's some interesting things that are in the hopper, to be honest with you.
Oh, I know there is.
I think that, Trump has already said that, you know, he's not leaving the scene. I mean, we're getting some radio silence out of him right now, and I think that's got a few people on the left pretty terrified. So, I would be patient in waiting for, whatever announcements may come, because I think it'll be well rewarded for that.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a major announcement on this radio show. I can't say anything more than that. But as far as Rush Limbaugh and Salem and everybody else getting together, that's not going to happen because of contractual arrangements between Rush Limbaugh's syndicator and network, Premier Networks, and they are not going to allow a competitive network to share airtime with him. That's not the way it works. We can't play his stuff over here, except for maybe a minute here, a minute there, that sort of stuff. We just can't do it. So that's the way that goes. But we do have another caller, and this is Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mike, what's up?
Hey, before I get started, Captain and Denise, he forgot to throw in Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. But
yeah, but again, we're in the same boat. They're on different networks too. We just they don't do that because of contracts.
Right. So here's my thing, Denise. I'm kind of concerned because We have the Iranians that are doing saber rattling, and then we've got the Chinese with Taiwan doing their saber rattling.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a situation where, you know, both of these countries that are obviously not friendly towards us. Now with China, Joe is kind of in a sticky situation because they made him a lot of money, and I'm convinced that they helped put him in office. So now that they want Taiwan, you know, what's Sleepy Joe going to do about that? And then earlier in the news, I heard that, somebody in the Biden administration said, well, when it comes to Iran, we're going to try to deal with it using diplomacy. Well, I don't think diplomacy works with the Iranians, you know, and I'm afraid that Israel is going to say, you know what, we're just not going to sit here and let something bad happen. You know, we're going to do the preemptive thing, and we're and then
you're going to run out of time. You're going to run out of time, so I've got to let you go.
Right, World War III. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Denise, about those two situations? And thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I cannot deny anything that he just said. It's a very dangerous time, and I do know that, you know, the State Department has been well advised on all of this by Pompeo, so it's not like they can't say, we don't know,
right,
and we didn't know, and so forth and so on. I mean, Pompeo came right out and said, they have all the facts they need to have.
Yep.
And what they do now is, you know, is beyond, you know, the control of the people that, you know, they leave behind. Now, the question then becomes, what is the Biden administration telling Lloyd Austin that he has the authority to do and not do? Or will there be any of that? Will the Department of Defense be controlled at the commander level, just like they did when Susan Rice was back at the White House under Obama? So, there are some very interesting times ahead, and I'm very, very fretful that we're going to give away the farm.
Okay. Hold that thought.
I don't know how else to put it.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll discuss this a little bit more because there's a couple of things I'm going to add about what the Department of Defense is currently doing under Lloyd Austin, now a civilian, the Secretary of Defense. We will get into that and a lot more as we come rolling back here right after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition program.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's a friend of both Denise's and mine up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, with her husband Don and the big old horse ranch there. But don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thanks for being on that wall. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. And what do 400,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, simple. They trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves by whatever means possible. And that means exactly what it says, because when you defend yourself, the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be looking at you. And by they, I mean the authorities, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you have. So, the first telephone call you make to an attorney is to the USCCA. And to find out more, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and check out the little link that's right there for the USCCA. I am a lifetime member, and you'll find out why when you go there, USCCA. The logo link on my website, to Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
We were talking about the Department of Defense and General Austin and a couple of things going on and all that. But I want to interject into the mix Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, now, we knew that the troops were supposedly being pulled back and they were supposed to be by May down to zero. That would leave behind about 18,000 private contractors in Afghanistan, and I'm not sure about the number in Iraq. But that, I don't believe, is going to happen. And we also heard this week that General Austin, Secretary of Defense Austin, sorry, was also going to review the 12,000 troops in Germany and keeping them there. What do you think?
Well, There is a complete review that is happening. I believe that whatever it was that Trump had decided to do and ordered the Pentagon to withdraw forces and so forth, it's going to be undone. So that includes how many people we have in South Korea, how many people we have in Germany, wherever. So I would, and that's interestingly enough, that's one part of the press briefings for the Biden White House that nobody's been asking about.
Yeah.
I think they've been told not to ask those questions.
Could be. All right. Well, we got one of our favorite question askers on the telephone. I'm going to drift right on over there. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw on YouTube the other day about a guy had a video about a guy that a bill that was going before the House, apparently, or I'm pretty sure it was the House, where it was a basically a gun registration bill, but with really onerous taxes and like a separate license for handguns, separate license if you've made an assault style of it.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, just wanted to know what the story was on that one.
Well, the story is they want to do it.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of legislation over the last couple of years that has been introduced by various people in the House, not so much in the Senate, but mostly in the House. And some of them, get into committee. Some of them don't come out of committee. Some of them need co-signers and that kind of thing. So there's piles of them. They can dust off an awful lot of those and reframe them and reintroduce them. So that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to go anywhere. But, I would be watching for, what Kamala Harris said. And she said as president, what was it, in the first 100 days, if Congress doesn't decide, what to do about gun control, that she would sign an executive order. Well, she's not the president, but she kind of is. And so there could be an executive order sitting there ready for Biden to sign here at some point. So beware.
Well, one of the things they're trying to do is to outlaw the gun shows. They call that a loophole where people can go to a gun show and buy a gun. However, it's probably safer and more legal aspects there because the gun dealers are not just going to sell a gun to somebody just because they got cash in their hand. They're not going to do that, number one. And everything has to be checked and double-checked, number two. But the other thing is ammunition tax, tax on ammunition, tax on the pistols. That was right what he was talking about. Depending on the caliber, the higher the caliber, the higher the tax, and on weapons like shotguns, it would be one tax, and then on rifles, it would be another one, and if you have what they consider to be the assault weapon, good luck on that, because they want to ban them.
Well, I'll say it again, there's no such thing as an assault weapon.
That's correct. That's correct. But that's why I said what they say. All right, let's talk about the exemption that members of Congress have when they can get into a really nice investment situation like Nancy Pelosi, who just bought $1 million worth of Tesla stock, she and her husband, days before the Biden administration released the plans to buy 645,000 electric vehicles as they replace all the vehicles in the post office and government vehicles short of the big trucks with electric vehicles.
Yeah, so what did I tell you?
They are exempt on all that stuff. If you had have tried that, or I had have tried that, we would have had a knock on the door from the SEC.
Well, I would say somebody needs to bring up to the Ethics Committee. Not that that means anything, but it is, a gesture. I don't know if there's going to be some kind of a lawsuit. I don't know if, Judicial Watch is going to, step in. or whatever, but she and her husband made 25 stock market maneuvers, including call options, here recently. And, you know, if she understands and has conversations with the Biden White House, and then she asks some specific questions, then there's nothing that says that, you know, she hadn't gone back, she and her husband hadn't gone back and decided to make some, you know, financial decisions. You know, there is such a thing as called the Stock Act, which is Stock Trading on Congressional Knowledge, which passed in 2012. But it was a gesture to that law that was more of, it didn't have a lot of teeth in it. But I would, you know, as long as we can have, we're victims of false information, Russiagate, why don't we put out some hard, truthful information and let it run wild that Pelosi is in violation of the Stock Act. And, you know, let's run it there and do it such that she has to respond.
Good idea. Good idea. Now,
We're not being aggressive enough. I mean, look what the Democrats are doing to the Republicans and the conservatives. And what are we doing? We're sitting out here like snails, you know, taking it. You know, shame on us.
Well, we have to take the high ground. I've heard that many times. No, we don't.
There's a definition of high ground. I mean, it doesn't say that we can't, you know, get on social media and we can't get on the White House petition website to, you know, start a petition, those kinds of things, and say that, you know, we want an investigation into Nancy Pelosi because she's in violation of the Stock Act.
Yeah. And there are groups that are starting up. I talked about Defend Florida and some other groups that are out there. America First, that's out there, the group that was just started there, and some other ones. Obviously, there'll be more as we move along. And it's good. The people are starting to get the message that we need to get out there and start from the ground up.
Well, you know, we've been punked for too long.
Let's try to take something real quick here. Okay, Mary, you got about 30 seconds, and we are going to go to break.
Hi, Denise. All these attorney generals like Ken Paxton in Texas need to get with the program and start filing suits left and right.
That's right.
They are.
That construction stuff can't just sit there on the wall and on the gas line.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, they are. There's six states that have filed suits so far and more coming.
I don't know about six states on the wall, on the border wall. I do know about Texas. I don't know if he was able to get some other border states to join in or not. He did. He did encourage them to do so.
Okay, we got to go. Here comes the break, and it's going to cut you off, and I'll talk to you on Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she has to offer, and we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Going to take a look at the military when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda for the first time in his presidency.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Colonel Andrew Barr, the director of the hospital, and it's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you back to the President's Hospital, the flagship of military medicine. So,
well, you guys have been, as Megan can tell you, you done a great deal for my family.
Yes, sir.
My son, Bo, after a year in Iraq, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. He took care of him in his final days with great grace and dignity.
President Biden on Friday met with 5 wounded service members and staff. He also toured the hospital's vaccination clinic. The S&P 500 had its worst week in 3 months. It was down 73 points on Friday. The Dow was off 620 points and the NASDAQ fell 266. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest American-made, with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Time for our weekend edition of the military news and veterans news here in the program. And we've got a few stories tonight, and then we'll move on to a different topic altogether. But brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about them in a minute right after they get done telling you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to serve you. They have one that's in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and they have another one down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I sit in Tampa. They're over in Clearwater. Now, the best thing that I can suggest to you, and Bo Browning was in here on Thursday this week, and he told you the same thing, give them a call at one of their campuses, whichever ones are closest to you, and ask to take the tour. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. You can check out the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, if that's closer for you. Or you can check out the campus down here in Clearwater, Florida, if that's closest for you. but you have to call them and set up an appointment, 800-659-2080. Now, if you want to find out more online, you can do that, too, by going to the website NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. Now, as Denise and I were talking about from the Military Times, the Pentagon is still working with a May deadline for a full withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. But the way ahead is unclear because the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is taking a long look at whether or not we are in fact going to draw down our troops to zero in Afghanistan and Iraq and Germany. And Denise doesn't think we will, and I don't think we will. I don't believe we're going to do that. I believe troops are going to be there. Same with Japan, same with Korea, same with France, same with England, and on it goes. Now, China has warned that attempts by Taiwan to seek independence of any kind, in any way, will result in a full-scale war. You heard Mike, the caller, talk about it a few minutes ago. Now the U.S. has pledged support, said, no, it's not going to happen. We'll be right there with you. But in the meantime, at what cost? And as I said earlier, the Chinese Coast Guard and their vessels have been given orders that if anyone tries to come into what the Chinese call their waters, they've got orders to shoot at the vessels to turn them around. By the way, we also found out that China is developing missiles specifically designed to take out ships. They're working on manufacturing as many as they can right now. Now, lawmakers have introduced a plan to eliminate the TRICARE premiums for adult children under 26. This proposal to allow adult children to remain covered under their parents' TRICARE plan until age 26 without having to pay an extra premium for a separate TRICARE plan has been introduced in Congress. And that will be very helpful to the families, but it's going to cost the United States citizens, taxpayers, another bunch of money. So I'm a little bit torn on that one. By the way, water shortages of the aging aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Mechanical issues, to say the least, are playing very heavily with the crew. They're off on their second deployment in a year, off to a troubling start, and they haven't even formally deployed yet because of the mechanical problems they're having. That's one of our oldest aircraft carriers in the fleet, may be one of the ones going soon, as I understand we're going to build a couple more. And by the way, did you hear about retired Marine General and former Secretary of Defense James Mattis, what he had to say? Well, he took another shot at his old boss, President Donald Trump, while talking about the challenges current Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin might face in his job. Is anyone really surprised? I'm not. And again, two destroyers have entered the Black Sea on patrol. Russia doesn't like it. And they're not just going to sit there and go, okay, we have American destroyer. We're going to just say, hello, how are you? Wave at you as you go by. Nope. They've responded by sending some more ships of their own to watch what the Americans do. Now, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan car up there. And it's amazing how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, Alabama. And Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, because they're doing whatever it takes to be the best in the nation as a car dealer. And don't forget, Moss Nissan has the You Serve, You Save program, all active duty vets. all military veterans, all first responders, all pastors. You serve, you save. You can't beat their selection. Over 800 brand new and pre-owned vehicles at the Moss stores. Don't forget they have an Acura dealer, too. By the way, clean trade-ins, you want a trade-in? You want to get a great warranty on a trade-in? They got them there, too. They've got them there, too. And you can upgrade your ride if you want. It's the time right now to save a bunch of money at Moss Nissan. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus in North Florida on Florida Avenue, or North Tampa, rather, on Florida Avenue. The Nissan and Acura dealers side by side. Now, you can check them out online by going to mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And check out the Rogue. It's the hottest SUV on the market, bar none. They totally redesigned the Rogue. It's as big on the inside as the Murano is. They've given it more room. And I thought it was a Murano when I first saw it. That's how big it is. Now, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is Moss's goal. Don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money on your vehicle. You betcha. Now, we talked about H.R. 1. I haven't talked about it in a couple days. H.R. 1 is the For the People Act. It's the bill, the act, that's going to be the foundation for the democratic control of government. And it's the very first bill introduced by the Democrats in the new Congress for a reason. And the reason is pretty simple. The Democrats want to try, by legislation in the Congress, to seize control of every state's election system, which they can't do, but they can try, mandating expanded vote by mail, changing the election day from one day to 2 weeks, to give the left-wing activists plenty of time to bus voters to the polls, and voter harvest, removing any and all voter ID requirements, too, which means, guess what? No ID, no voter ID, picture ID, and no signature verification. And they also want to stop the purging of voter rolls. They don't want any more voter rolls purged. And they also want to force the states to adopt the swamp-controlled redistricting commissions because, under the last administration, the redistricting is supposed to start this year with the census that they've got. And guess who's going to lose seats? The Democrats. People have left the blue states. There's no doubt about it. Florida stands to pick up 2. Georgia stands to pick up 1. I believe Texas picks up 3. I believe Tennessee picks up 1. They came from the north. They moved south. So we'll find out what goes on here. And we'll let you know when we know. Fair enough? Fair enough. All right. Coming up, final segment, Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We always have a lot of fun during the week and on the weekend. If you don't hear us on the weekday, hopefully you can hear the weekend. We've always got the podcast. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. The podcast is right there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm in Bradenton. Don't forget Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store. And by the way, if you've got kids and you want to have some fun, take them over to Mixon's Fruit Farm. Hop on the tram. Go for a ride. Take a tour through the grove. You'll see all sorts of things. You'll also have a little wildlife preserve that's there. You'll be able to see some of the animals that are conducive to Florida, including the gators that are there, and that's always a lot of fun for the kids. They like to see that. And they've got this one big old gator. I call him Wally, but he's been there for a number of years and well taken care of, well fed, I might add. And then they've got some birds that they've taken in and some other animals as well. And it's really nice to see all of that, plus the way they do things there at the farm. But Mixon's Fruit Farm, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, and inside they've got Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Oh, boy, is that food excellent. They've got something there called the Captain's Club. It's the big one, 16 inches, 2.5 pounds of stuff inside it, and it's exactly what I love. They made a Captain's Club, and it's there, 6-inch or the big one, whichever one you want to do. And when the big one comes to you, they cut it in 4 sections. It'll look like you got 4 sandwiches, and I'm not kidding. So check them out. 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, Mixon's Fruit Farms, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside. And by the way, another little bonus, every Tuesday night, the Tea Party Manatee meets there. So if you want to get involved with the oldest Tea Party group in the state of Florida, you can go there and see that as well. All right. A lot of people this week, and I was on a couple of conference calls. One was national, one was local. And somebody was talking about, I guess it was Elliot maybe, about perhaps communications and starting a conservative network and this, that, and the other. All of that is in the works. All of that is in the works. As far as what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, what the specifics are, I hope to have more information for you to help you out with that in a couple of weeks or so. But I am going to be involved at a much larger level because of the networks and one network in particular that I'm on. And I'm going to have something afforded to me that doesn't happen if you're just floating around as Joe the Ragman. It's because of the network and the backing that I've got. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to telling you all about it, too, because it's going to be significant. It'll take us way up the social ladder, so to speak, way up the social ladder. And by the way, I have interviewed Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, let me see here. This was the last time. Oh, this was, okay, this was when he ran for president. I'm just going to play just a little bit of this. This was when he ran for president. He was still a candidate, and he was coming down here to Florida to run in a primary. He just lost a couple primaries up the line, but let's see here.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, on our flagship Salem radio station, AM 860, The Answer. Our special guest right now is Donald Trump, currently the GOP 2016 presidential frontrunner. And Mr. Trump, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your recent primary victory in New Hampshire.
Well, thank you very much. It was such an honor. They're great people in New Hampshire, and we really hit it off. Very, very special people.
Yeah, and I got a lot of friends up there, and they were happy with the result, I'll tell you that. Now, Tampa,
that's great.
Tampa, sir, where I'm at, is the home to CENTCOM and MacDill Air Force Base, and it's the operations center for the Global War on Terror. And I received a message from one of my military friends, a commander overseas in Afghanistan, and he asked me a question to ask you, so here I go.
Okay.
Captain, please ask Mr. Trump, we have a problem over here. My men, my women are being shot at with bullets, with RPGs, IEDs around them. We have rules of engagement. We have the JAG lawyers with us. Our hands are tied. What we have in our gun sights, we can't take out the enemy. What would you, Mr. Trump, do to help us succeed in our mission to destroy the enemy?
Very, very simple. And I've heard that question so many times, you can't even believe it. I would wipe them out. I would take off all the bars. And the bars come right out of the White House. They're not allowed to fight. We're not allowed to win anymore. We don't win at anything. We don't win with trade. We don't win with anything. And I would absolutely let them go and clean them out, because I've heard this from so many. We've had cases where we're right on the cusp of absolutely wiping out a very, you know, important group of the enemy, and we're told, do not go any further. It's just insane. So,
okay. That was Donald Trump, a little tease there for you. That was when I interviewed him live and in living color back in 2012. And he had, I was wrong when I said what I did. He had won the New Hampshire primary, but I believe it was the South Carolina. There was a primary in between somewhere. It might have been South Carolina that he had lost to, I want to say it was Newt Gingrich. But anyway, it is what it is. But, you know, folks, my point for all of that is Donald Trump is not going anywhere. He's still around. He's regrouping, you know, live to fight another day, that sort of thing. And he gets it. He and his people get it. They know we have to start from the ground up. You know why they know that? Because George Soros beat him at that game. George Soros went out there and spent a bunch of money to get district attorneys put in place, local judges put in place. Why did they do that? Because if you control things locally, you control the rules, the regulations for things like election. You can let prisoners out. You can control the all sorts of things pertaining to law enforcement. And that's what they did that for. And I'm talking about him, George Soros, and his Open Societies group, which is where the money came from. It didn't come from Soros directly, but he gives money to the group. That's one of his groups. Make no mistake about it. So a lot of groups are forming, and a lot of the old ones are already there, with a specific goal of starting from the ground level and working their way up. They're talking about vetting candidates. They're talking about engaging in rallies and all sorts of things that you've seen done before. And again, it's all good. This is good. This is good stuff. And the groups need to work together. I mean, just because you got 25 different groups doesn't mean you got 25 different ways of doing things. The groups need to work together, and they can do that. Solidify your message. Go after the people you need to go after, and start winning from the ground up. You're going to find out that when you do that, you'll have control of what takes place in your own backyard. The feds can do what they want to try to do, but everything boils back down to highest local authority. And by the way, the highest ranking law enforcement officer in your area, your county, is not the city police chief that you're living in, the city police. It's the sheriff. Now, keep your eyes on the sheriffs and what they're doing. Various states in the country where the states were being told to do one thing and the troopers were being told to do this, that, and the other. The sheriff said, no, wait a minute, hold it, we can't do that. We're putting our deputies, our law enforcement officers' lives in jeopardy. We can't do that. We have to do this, this, and this instead. By the way, somewhere one law enforcement agency was just told they have to get rid of the batons. They can no longer use the batons for crowd control or personal protection. So now that leaves them with their firearm and maybe a stun gun. What that leaves them with. And I forget where it was. I'll have to look it up because I don't have it right here in front of me. And the shenanigans that are going on out there that are played by the other side, they're real. They're in it to win it. Make no mistake about it. They are in it to win it. And they're going to win at all costs. All costs. So I want you to, here's your homework assignment for the weekend until I come back on Monday. Pay attention to the Sunday shows. Listen to what these birds are talking about, and then start making your plans accordingly. Because the left is telling you what they're doing, what they're going to do, and they mean it. They're not joking around. They're not fooling around. Now, they may have a strange message of getting it out there, but they are not altering from their course. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do. And good morning, Eric and Seminole. Hope you're doing well. He just chimed in. I don't know what he said, but he just chimed in. And, of course, rally. Oh, and by the way, Donald Trump may be speaking at CPAC in Orlando next month. Maybe. I got that straight from the source. All righty. I'll be back. We'll see what happens. Then again, he may do it virtual. Okay, I'll be back on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. When you see somebody in uniform, tell them thank you. Don't care what the uniform is.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.